pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All rise, Ken, come in.
Okay, Tom.
You got a chair over here.
We got it all broke in for you.
Yeah, well. Incidentally, I've just, my quarantine ends tomorrow and I have not developed any symptoms. I was tested Friday just to see if I happened to be asymptomatic and I was negative, so I should be 3-1 for the trees.
We're looking forward to it.
What I would propose is that you run a meeting like you did last week. It works a little better for you to be there and do that if it's okay with Jim.
Hey, it's definitely okay with me. You know, we gotta watch out. Nobody's there to watch Bob.
We have lots of dependable staff here.
Like, it sounds like there's people there to keep an eye on.
Okay.
What about Jim?
What's that?
You wanna own up to what you're into?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm doing better. I just encourage everybody to listen to Christy, you know, when she talks about this, because the only thing I can tell you, I didn't have as bad as what a lot of people did, but you take what I had, multiply it about 2 times as the worst flu you've ever had, and that's what it feels like.
Well, if I had to say, of all the people, I would have guessed you not to get it because you're the most cautious one of the bunch.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. That's for Bob.
Wait now.
We will open up with anything to agenda. Everything all right?
If everything's okay on the agenda.
Okay, we have a meeting coming. Department head elected officials, Terry Johnson.
Good morning. We are up to, as of last night, 11,165 absentee ballots requested, and of those, 9,800 have been returned, which gives us an 88% return rate. But there's still 1,365 ballots still out there, and I hope those people vote them and return them or take them to the polls with them. I hope they didn't throw them out, because if they go to the polls, they're going to make everybody else behind them wait while they call down here to verify that we didn't get it. So, God be with you. But anyway, we're open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're still open this week till 6 p.m. We're just having a wonderful time in our office. We're down 3 full-time employees because of this lovely thing. So, but we're struggling along. We'll get over. We can't wait. This can't get over soon enough. So,
yeah. So, I hear that one of the main questions on Google is, how do I change my ballot? How do I change my vote?
You vote it, you're done.
And you're done.
Yeah.
I've heard of one state at least that was going to try to allow that.
The only time we allow somebody is if somebody realizes they make a mistake and they can spoil their ballot and request a new one. But if they already voted it, signed it, turned it in, and we got it, you aren't going to get it back.
That was like the postman, huh?
Yep. Once it's delivered, it's ours.
Well, I think that's a big reason why they shouldn't be messing around with our elections. There's absentee ballots are a good deal, but boy.
Early voting can bring some issues.
Are you saying that whatever's on Google said about changing your ballot is just plain not true?
Do you believe everything you read on Google?
And
that's just it. There's every state has its own rules. So what goes with one state doesn't go with another state. So you always need to find out what your state rules are and what's required.
T,
Terry, how long is voting here at the courthouse going to be open? Somebody was asking last night on one.
We're open every day till 6 p.m. and then we'll be open Saturday, and then Monday we'll be open till 5 p.m.
Okay.
And 5 p.m. is also the last day that anybody that returned their ballots but forgot to sign the envelope. I think we have 28 of those ballots that were returned that were not signed. And they have until 5 p.m. on that day to fix those affidavit ballots, so affidavit envelopes.
Okay, that it?
That's it.
Call it hers.
Just keep busy like always. I don't have anything new to report this week.
Good. Ken, how's things up with whatever your department's called?
Mental health, yeah. Community services, whatever you want to call us. Things are going well. We're keeping very busy, still getting the second round of CARES Act applications through, so we're processing those. And had four different trainings last week through Zoom, so keeping busy with all the trainings and things. Our computer system got upgraded, the statewide CSN computer system, so they had three trainings on that, and HIPAA training, things like that. So keeping busy.
Okay, thank you. Frank Carter, Lyon County Road.
Good morning. Things are moving along. We have a few guys quarantined at work also with things going on with COVID, and so it's impacting every which direction, but we're getting by and generally handling things just fine. So a brief reminder again, we'll be starting the Highway 99 bridge project coming up. So November 2nd, we had our pre-construction meeting and they still plan on closing it that Monday. So, some of the first activity obviously will be taking down the old bridge so that there's some room to work. But other than that, just ditching and blading and going from there.
Good. I did hear a complaint on the
Hey Brian.
The road that you fixed out there.
All the ditch done.
Sorry, Jim. Bob was talking. What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear Bob.
Well, I didn't either. So, go ahead.
I'm going to ask you, are you through with your ditching now?
We are done with pinching. We are still ditching. We will ditch probably until the weather chases us out.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mine was people complaining because there was too much pitch.
Our pinching?
And they hauling grain, and they thought the wagon felt that they were going to upset. And that would have been out on
Jimtown?
Jimtown, yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the typical complaints we get. It does take, they have a lot of crown right off the bat. It takes a year for that to slowly flatten out because of the wear and tear from traffic that we are trying to combat. So that's not entirely abnormal, to be honest with you. Most of those are wide enough they need the middle of the road anyway, whether it's the original road or the current road. So they have to slow down and get over if they meet somebody as it is, and they're not really moving full road speed if they get clear over.
I don't think dump trucks slow down for anything.
Well, that's possible. That's possible. So
I think that's where the problem lies.
Well, it's certainly that is a typical concern. Generally, the call I get is, I really like the new construction, but boy, is it got a lot of crown to it or something like that. And we encourage them to give it some time, because in the end they end up being really good roads, but right off the bat they certainly have a lot of crown to them. So
thank you. Kevin Glendenny, Lyon County Sheriff's Department.
Things are going well at the sheriff's office. Nothing major happening. We are moving forward with our hiring process for one deputy. Have some good candidates for that. Jail population is moved up a little bit. We're at 86, as in about 7 out of county. Still manageable, still doing well up there.
So you evidently made some more business for lease overnight.
Yeah, we assisted actually yesterday morning with an operation in Burlington that the task force and their POP unit was working on. So our tactical response unit came out and assisted with the securing the residences of those search warrants. Happy to help with that.
Yes, we're happy to have you help with that. Especially if you ship them off to Davenport.
Yes.
I won't leave out safety. Everybody's doing their job, right?
Yep, everyone's doing their job. We're doing pretty good. Just trying to play catch up after a couple busy weeks. Did get all the CPR training certifications done, which was great. Jim, I will get together with you when you're feeling better, and we'll figure out what we can do to get you trained too.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yep.
Lisa Schaefer, Wayne County Attorney.
We're all back to work after our exposure scare a few days ago. Everyone tested negative, so everyone's back in the office plugging along. This week is our data management system transfer. So we've been doing our training for that the bulk of this week, and then it will actually be transferring over on Thursday and Friday. So for those of you who work with us, bear with us while we work out bugs. And we'd like to thank the board for letting us use their room for the training so everybody could be properly social distanced. Our new attorney, Colin Koltoff, is doing very, very well. He's just taken off like gangbusters, doing better than we even expected. He's really, really sharp and seems to be picking things up really, really quickly. Still looking to replace the last misdemeanor attorney. Just not a lot of interest for people coming to Burlington, I suppose. I know other agencies locally struggle, especially getting young professionals with advanced degrees. The private sector is just really, really hard to compete with right now. So we're just plodding along and getting ready to adjust to our new system and continuing to do jury trials. I know we have another one coming up next week. So.
Okay. Thank you. Krista, can you give us an update on the health of our county?
Yes, sure can. Good morning. So, unfortunately, we've had a lot of COVID going on recently. Yesterday, our 14-day rolling percentage was up to 15. This morning, it's down to 14.6, but we continue to have quite a bit of COVID. The current case count is up to 1,396, with 816 recovered. Definitely want to encourage people to make sure we're social distancing, hand washing, staying home when we're ill. The position statement that the Board of Health had put out was to be advised that large gatherings are probably ill-advised at this point in time. I really just want to encourage that people look at that position statement, and staying home is important because right now we're trying to bring those percentages back down. We do have a school that has gone completely online due to their percentage, and so I think it's just important that we get those numbers back down for our community.
Okay.
We have the EOC meeting this afternoon that we'll be on for. We do that on Tuesday afternoons. That Tom will be on this afternoon. So.
All right. Anybody?
Yes. First one I have on here is Chris Lee, Conservation.
Okay, Conservation.
Good morning. Not a lot to report today. We're starting the process of winterization. We did close down the shower house because we did see some sub-freezing temperatures overnight. Looking to seeing a couple more of those. So we went ahead and shut the shower house off of Big Hollow. We'll be going around the other parks and getting water shut off and things like that. We still did have campers in the park over the weekend. We even had a tent camper in there over the weekend. Awful chilly to be sleeping in a tent, in my opinion. But so this is just kind of that transition time of year where we'll see, we think, fewer campers, but so we'll be shutting all the water off because it looks like we're going to be seeing some freezing nights, and we can't risk freezing up water lines. So that's really kind of the focus of us right now. That's about it.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Jared.
I don't really have anything to go through today. Nothing for the agenda. A couple of minor subdivisions up for review, but should be at least a week for one, and then probably 2 weeks for the next one that we just put out. So I don't have anything significant.
All right, thank you, Jared.
Jared, thanks for sending that out. That gives me something to do here while I'm sitting in quarantine. Look that over.
All right. Well. Glad to hear you're feeling better.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. I really don't have anything new to report. I do have an agenda item, though.
Okay, thank you.
That's all I have.
You're welcome.
Okay. No, would that go with that? That was your update?
Yes.
All right, correspondence, and I don't see any.
I have none.
Jim, you have any?
No.
Okay. We will move on to discussion and vote. Appointment to Des Moines County Compensation Board. And we have on candidate, Is this the treasurer's choice?
Yes. And it's to complete a term because there's still 2 years left on the term, so.
Okay, this is, I am interested in serving the remainder of a 4-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as representative for the county treasurer. The term will expire July 2022. Jeff Mount Haven, Bill Street, Burlington. What are your wishes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, Terry.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes. Do we have any stamps?
Oh my gosh, no. I'm sorry. Got sidetracked.
We'll get them
where you at, Terry? In your room?
Yep, behind Carla.
Tax abatement request, City of Burlington. 15 properties. You guys want these all read?
Bob?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm sure you guys have, and I have. They're mostly just properties, and the bulk of the taxes are nuisance charges for Burlington having to mow the yards. Vacant properties that I think Bruin wants to clean up and sell. So I'm okay with making a motion to approve all 15 properties unless the press would like to go through them.
Well, they can. They're here.
Well, I would make the motion that we approve all 15 requests.
Okay. Jim?
Get the vote. I would second that because we're only looking at a little over $7,400
on
all 15 of them. So I will second that.
Okay. Yeah, and those were sent out, so it's not like we didn't have them to look at. Okay. Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. I'll stamp those later. That's all right.
That would be fine.
Cancel outstanding treasurer's checks.
I make the motion that we cancel out the treasurer's check, unless you want to read them to the press. Total for $1,370.
That's it. One check to Donald Scepter for $1,320. That was the main one. You want to say that, Don?
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes. And we have personnel actions. Correction Center, one. Seth Dickinson. Dixon. That is an unpaid day. 8.25 hours. What are your wishes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes. And we have reports, geostatistics for September, and Southeast Iowa Riverboat Commission report. And these reports will be on file in the recorder's office. Auditor's office. Sorry about that.
That's
I guess
okay.
There's a reason for why you sit back there. So you will be able to go through there and review them for your pleasure.
Find the right one, Bob?
I'm trying. You did it. Clear back, last one. I like you sending all that stuff out with the minutes. That's nice. And we have minutes. Regular meeting on October 20th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Abstain.
Terry.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
And Jim, you abstain.
Out of business. You guys
I have none.
Okay. Future agenda items.
We have a next week, Terry, we should probably get that up. We need to approve the line of credit for the Flint Creek Bridge project. And I spoke to Cheryl. I believe she's going to contact Bob Johnston, the bond attorney, to prepare a resolution. But and next week's meeting's on Wednesday, is that correct?
That's
yes.
Correct.
Are you, is that an implication that you don't want the board around bothering you next Tuesday?
That would be correct.
Which Bob are you talking about?
Well, let's if we could get that on the agenda for the fourth then.
Okay.
And we probably ought to put somewhere on the line, I think we haven't sealed up our engineer's contract from 2 or 3 years ago. We probably ought to try to.
Yeah, I said that out for a while.
I'll put it on when you guys are all healthy and back here.
Yeah, healthy. All right.
If I don't get this quarantine, I might not get healthy. Mrs. Broker's getting a little tired of me.
I don't blame her. All right. Public input.
So put you in a position, Tom.
Yeah, well. Mrs. Broker is much on the discussion of costs and benefits.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't like detail. So we're on a 2 minute.
You got your committee reports. Do you have any committee reports?
Do we?
I do not.
I can't believe those guys didn't go to meetings.
Yeah, I know.
I could go.
So you didn't go to any?
Minutes? Yeah.
We're counting down 2 minutes for you.
Okay, thank you.
You got a question back here, Bob?
Turner?
Yeah. Michael Cecil, 2815 Herblow Drive. I think all of us would be grateful and relieved if this whole election would be over next Tuesday. But the way things have built, it could be weeks and months. We just don't know.
Yep.
However, I want to thank the auditor's department and everybody else here that worked on it. You've done yeoman's work, and I appreciate that.
We're trying our best.
I think Iowa's rules are pretty darn good compared to
We've been doing absentee for quite a few years, and it's increased over the years, so we have
Should that be the old person's work?
It went through my head, and I didn't say it.
The old person.
You get to print that any way you want, Bob.
I'll leave that out.
Any other comments?
I have a question for y'all. Did anybody besides Tom Broker and myself get tested after Jim Carrey tested positive?
I did, because we had a scare in our own office. So.
Oh, because of what happened in your department.
I was also tested.
I don't think I've been tested since I had my eyes done. And then I had them tested twice. So I know exactly what those little probes feel like.
I tested negative a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I tested negative a couple weeks ago.
I did too.
I did not. I wasn't exposed to Jim. I got here right at meeting time and never anywhere near him. So
everybody's accounted for.
I take my temperature quite regularly.
I also, my wife tested negative, which was a good deal for me, because I'm pretty sure who would have gotten the blame.
And it wouldn't have been the grandkids, would it?
Well, I had an interview with Lou Holtz and Terry Branstad last week. And
your 2 minutes is up, Robert.
No, yeah,
I'll tell you next week.
No.
I want to hear. I like Lou Holtz.
We're intrigued.
Well, so they stuck me in a little room with those two guys and Eric Branstad, who's a very nice gentleman. And it was really strange because there were no masks, there was no nothing, and it's like before I could react, they stuck their hands out, so I shook their hands, and I had to say, you know, I just got tested this morning. I got my results, so if I get sick, you're going to hear from my attorney. They laughed.
That would be an interesting pair to talk to.
It was pretty interesting, and I'm not going to make any comments beyond that.
Lisa, you're turning your files over to your new deal. Is that what you had the session on here last
Pardon? Year?
That was the new PC software you bought?
Mm-hmm.
That's the...
Yep, the cloud-based data management system. Yeah. So the plan will be, we'll spend the first couple of months just our office and our staff getting used to a new system entirely. It is actually much more user-friendly, but you know, we're a lot of old dogs, and this is a really big new trick we're trying to learn. So it'll just be getting used to how we do things. Nothing will really change as far as what we do. It'll just be the input, and then getting more accustomed to relying on Outlook calendars, because everything will automatically go to our Outlook calendar, versus our staff having to give us written calendars every week that we periodically change. So for those of us who are a little bit older, Todd and myself, it'll be a little bit of a change to start relying on more electronic means rather than paper means. We're not gonna go completely paperless just yet. Our juvenile's attorney has actually been paperless for, oh my goodness, probably almost a year. It's just easier for her. But while we're transitioning, we're gonna keep doing paper files for the next couple of months, just if there's a snafu, either with the software, the users, which will probably be where we see the problems, That way we've got a constant check. But after the first of the year, we're going to start phasing all of that out. And then this next step will be how we actually get our information from the law enforcement agencies. At some point, we'll be meeting with the sheriff's office, Kevin, if it's you or whomever, because that will all be coming in through the cloud now rather than through paper. So we will get everything from PD, sheriff's office, and West Burlington will actually go into a portal. We pull it out, put it in the appropriate file on our system. We don't have to be, nobody needs to be making disks. Nobody needs to be printing out copies of papers. Everything will eventually just be a completely cloud-based system. And then once we get all of them on board and all those bugs worked out, then it will be our discovery, which is what we have to provide to our defense attorneys. We will do that electronically as well. So what this system will do is when all of the information is provided and discovery has been requested, each of the defense attorneys will have their own access code. So we will email them your discovery on CFS number, whatever is available for the next 30 days, and then they have to go in and download it to their system. Again, no paper, or no copying of DVDs. Just on the paper products alone, I think we are going, because this system, the maintenance fees are significantly more than the old system, but just the cost in paper, the actual DVDs themselves that we go through in a month, the file folders that we go through is going to more than offset that additional cost. Plus, it will also have the added benefit of we will be able, so if we do have another COVID scare and the attorneys and everybody has to work from home, it's a cloud-based system, so everybody will have the ability to do that. It's a much, Colin has been great with helping us with that, but our current system, data management system, it's just hard. To do anything from home, and that's where we do 75% of our work. So it will just make life easier for everyone. Also, if our attorneys are traveling, you know, they're at a school, they're in trial, they'll have the ability to just go in and get, you know, so-and-so once, did you send me this report? They'll have the ability to just get in the system from wherever they are and say, yeah, it was in your discovery, but, you know, I can email you another copy. I think it's just going to be great all the way around, and I think as everyone starts to go to more cloud-based systems, we're just trying to stay a step ahead of that. But I think we're just going to save a small fortune in paper, which will in turn give us a huge amount of square footage in our office when we no longer have paper files.
Yeah. Well, I remember, and I know you've heard me say it before, but walking out of the back door, and our alley's not perfection. But here come you guys, a team of you up the alley on your little carts carrying all those papers, and one of them upset.
Yep, we won't have to do that anymore.
We're headed for court, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice where we could just take our laptop. Because actually in district court, that's what we've been doing. Because usually what we do in district court is we just take case notes, say what happened that day. And now that we've got the new laptops that we got earlier in the year, most of the attorneys have just been taking those and taking their case notes. Well, with our shift in system, we couldn't get into our old system. So we all had to tote our files around, and we decided we really didn't like doing that.
Yeah, I bet. Well, thank you.
So I'm assuming it'll eventually be less back injuries and back problems.
Awesome.
Some of those can, there are days where you can have a full catalog case of files, and then you will also have another bag of files, and you'll be carrying them in your arms, that there's just that many that day. So this is going to just avoid a whole lot of that. It's just going to be much, much easier for everyone. We're looking forward to it, but yeah, I know we've had a lot of, well, the old system does it this. We're not, okay, step back. We're not in the old system. This is the new one. And once everybody gets used to it, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. The old is not always better.
This new system is Microsoft based, and so it's just much more user friendly. And I know IT, they have been ready to get rid of JD for a long, long time. It's just been very, very hard to maintain. It just has a lot of bugs, and it's not real compatible with our EDMS system. And this new system is. So it's just going to make, it's also going to take a lot of steps out of the equation for us when we go to file something. We're now, we have to take it from JD and take it out of JD, save it separately somewhere else. so that we can put it into a format that can be filed. With the new system, we can just do it straight from there and go into EMS, so there's not a lot of server space being used. Just time, just not having to take that extra two or three steps. It's going to be really, really nice.
Well, I think that's pretty common with a lot of those public safety applications, and most of them were written about 15 years ago. And besides like small changes or you know, add-ins to the program, they haven't really been rewritten. So there's not a lot of flexibility there, and you know, a lot of technology's changed in 15 years on the way we kind of do things. So.
Yeah.
It was
time. Nobody called in, I assume.
What's that?
Nobody called in.
No.
Okay, any other comments? If not, with an eye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Enjoy yourself, Tom. You don't